two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Thousands of kids around the Wasatch Front will be going back to school starting this morning, and crossing guards have a message for you.
Slow down. Keep your eyes in your head, not on your phone.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, those flashing yellow lights are going to be back on pretty soon here, and school zones will be 20 miles per hour for the kids walking or riding bikes and scooters down the sidewalks and streets. Judy Burr has been a crossing guard for almost 19 years in Salt Lake City, and she told me the worst thing she sees is people just looking into their phones as they drive through, not even noticing the kids, so much so that many drivers have gone over her orange cone there in the middle of the lane that's trying to get them to pay attention. A reminder, too, that school buses will be making frequent stops, and if that stop arm is out with the flashing red lights, you cannot go around it. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police are also going to be out in several cities during doing crosswalk enforcement to get drivers to slow down and yield to school kids. Provo police tweeted that they will be at school zones today, and Unified Police say they will be around schools in Holiday, Mill Creek, Magnet, Taylorsville, and Kearns. Make sure you obey the rules or get a ticket.
The Utah State Auditor is working on a new program that should help parents get a better idea of how their local schools are spending taxpayer cash. We get more live from KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce. Kelly?
Amanda, it's called Project Kids, a data system to help districts see where their money's going and if their spending syncs up with the goals they set. It's broken down into several user-friendly dashboards and categories like spending per student that can be filtered down even further into things like spending per special needs student. The Daily Herald reports BYU is helping collect the data, which should be available for every district by the end of the year, and you can probably see it sometime after that. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Heading back to school can be stressful for any kid, but there's added stress for homeless students who have a hard time getting needed supplies. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more on the efforts to make sure those kids are ready to go.
The Road Home Apple Tree program hand-delivered backpacks and clothes to homeless kids recently for the 15th year in a row. Normally, they deliver supplies to roughly 150 kids.
This year, we've already delivered 210, and we have another 30 or so that we're working to fulfill.
Program organizer Chris Thomas says there is a lot of movement in and out of the Road Home, adding many of the kids they measured for the program moved into transitional housing, and other kids have taken their place. But as the need has gone up, Thomas says the generosity of donors has gone up too.
Even those who have small means will step forward and do something, and those who have greater capacity will do a lot.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Hong Kong demonstrates while China watches. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the largest pro-democracy demonstration yet brought out about 1.5 million people to the streets of Hong Kong Sunday. Organizer Bonnie Luang.
So we have the support.
Chinese police are conducting exercises just across the border in a show of force after denouncing those demonstrations. A weekend bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing 63, wounding 200, just as the U.S. is finalizing negotiations with the Taliban. ABC's Julie McFarlane reports talks have not quieted violence.
The United Nations said that July was the most deadly month for Afghanistan in the last 2 years.
But it's ISIS and not the Taliban claiming responsibility for the wedding bombing. A new survey of economists finds a majority think a recession is on the way in the next couple of years. President Trump does not agree.
Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut. And they're loaded up with money.
Optimists like the president point to job growth, wage growth, and continuing low inflation. And the German government preparing to infuse $55 billion to shore up their fading economy. The news comes just as Deutsche Bank announces 18,000 job layoffs amid uncertainty. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A local chef has been raising money to help detained kids get reunited with their families at the southern border. Chef Aldoberto Diaz held a similar bake sale last year to help out families and feels that the situation really hasn't changed since.
Kids have been separated for months without the parents. The parents have been deported, and somebody has to get those kids back to their parents, too.
Diaz raised $45,000, with all the proceeds going to the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Service along the Texas Civil Rights Project.
If you live near Hill Air Force Base, you can expect to see and hear more evening flights starting today. The 388th and 419th Fighter Wings will start night flying operations today through Thursday. Most of the drills should be done by 10 p.m. Base officials say the F-35 pilots need to train at night to maintain their readiness and all-weather capabilities.
I would imagine that's not just seeing it, but hearing it over the next few nights. All right, first look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Here's Andy.
I-15 backups right now. Northbounders only seeing some slowdowns approaching 114th South in Draper. If you're heading south in Davis County, where we had accidents earlier this morning, we've got some heavy traffic. Layton stop and go in Kaysville. Highway 89 also slow going south through Layton and Fruit Heights. And a little spot in Bountiful where we had a crash near the 4th North on-ramp. Utah County I-15 looks good, but Redwood Road's got its usual Lehigh delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
If you are a hybrid owner who is currently enjoying unlimited access to Utah's express lanes, time is running out.
We're basically just notifying those hybrid drivers that as of September 30th, their vehicles will no longer be permitted in the express lanes solely of the purpose of being a hybrid vehicle.
UDOT's John Gleason says around 5,000 hybrid vehicle owners in Utah pay about $10 to use those special lanes. He says unless the U.S. Congress acts, the program will end September 30th. After that, hybrid drivers will have to use express lanes with the regular restrictions in place.
If you've ever heard a good auctioneer at work, you know it takes a lot of skill.
And for one Air Force veteran in Ogden who ended up in a wheelchair, he's been perfecting his craft for over 60 years. KSL-TV's Ashley Kewish has more.
For Doug Taylor, selling antiques that endure is his specialty. But it's not the relics in his shop that call to the crowd.
I got 20 out of it now, 2.5, half 20 out and now 5.
The only one doing the calling is Doug.
We're sold at $3.
And it's not just his antiques that persist. It's him.
Clock, jewelry box, starter for me. Let's go.
For the past 60 years.
Anybody is 60, 60, who goes 60?
Doug sold anything and everything to the highest bidder.
I've sold studs. Service. I've sold vasectomies. I've sold hotels. I've sold airplanes.
70, now 80. Did he give $80?
Around here, sky's the limit.
We could sell Idaho.
He may not be savvy enough to sell a state.
I can sell anything.
But he's been successful enough to score some steadfast supporters.
A lot of them come every week. It's their night out.
Cedar chest guy, just like it's supposed to be. It's a dandy.
With each burst of air from his well-trained lungs.
I get 7. Did he give $8?
He breathes new life into every piece of the past.
$14 here, $15.
Just like this career breathed new life into his.
When I went to Iwo Jima, I went in a half a body cast.
While serving his country back in the 1950s, Doug's life changed forever.
I was a diving exhibitionist. I swam in the Air Force Olympics. I hit the diving board and broke my back.
Doug's uncle sold him a new lease on life.
Talked to me about being in the auction business because I could do it in the wheelchair. Enrolled in the auction school. They sent me all my tapes and I sat on Iwo Jima for 4 months learning the speech and selling the bugs on the ground. Pretend they were people.
I got 3, did he get $4? 5. I got 4, did he get $5?
Despite all the difficulties.
I'm now 6, did he get $6?
The long hours, the frantic pace.
Did he get $6?
Doug perseveres.
Look here, you see it? It is a stagecoach lamp, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget, this is a tale of persistence.
Take a look at it. It's in perfect shape, guys.
And if there's one thing you should know about Doug Taylor.
Now 3, did he get 3? Did he get 3? 4, did he get $4? Sold at $5.
He will never stop selling.
Right down there, the lady with the baby.
I enjoy it. I love it. What do I do if I retire? This is what I like to do, so I'm just going to do it.
Sounds like he's good at it, too.
It is much harder than that sounds,
oh, yeah.
Or that you would think it is. But I love when they go from that staccato delivery, and they slow down and go, it would be a stagecoach lamp, my friend. I mean, It's perfect.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah, that's great stuff. In depth for you there at 7:09. Let's see what's happening with Triple Team Traffic now. Brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever. And we get it started with Andy Farnsworth.
Well, it looks like we may have a new crash right where we had an earlier crash on eastbound I-80 at 700 East. The one's over to the right shoulder. The second one, well, I haven't seen it yet. But fortunately, at least at this moment, eastbound drivers are being able to get by, maybe some slowing in the right lane. But traffic on northbound I-15 sluggish as you go between 123rd South, Bangor Highway now actually, all the way up through 114th. And we are now in the 7 o'clock hour, so keep an eye out on those city streets, especially in the Salt Lake Valley, for those 20-mile-an-hour school zones as kids return to school today, a lot of them. Eric?
Look, biggest delay spot in Utah County, so where you would expect it, Redwood Road heading north out of Saratoga Springs up to 2100 North. Have a little bit of congestion on Timpanogos Highway for westbound traffic right before you get to I-15. Once you get there, though, the freeway looks good in Utah County. Normal speeds from Payson all the way to Lehigh. Jason?
Not a whole lot of relief southbound I-15. You are going to be a little less than 70 still through the through the Roy and Sunset area. And then slow, of course, through Layton and Kaysville. 89 also starting to get stacked up as people are trying to use that as an alternate route this morning. Once you get past all that, you're going to be clear the rest of the way into the Salt Lake Valley. But it's getting past that. That's going to be the trick this morning. Through the construction zone over by the Salt Lake City Airport, you're going to be running a little bit slow southbound on the west side belt to westbound I-80. Toyota Bountiful, save big on remaining 2019s during the national clearance event going on now at Toyota Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now. Let's take a look at the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Clear skies this morning. Starting off on this back-to-school Monday, about 73 degrees. A lot of kids heading back into school today. Decent start to the day, but it heats up at noon. Sunshine at 90 degrees. We're up to 94 at 4, or rather 95 degrees at 4. With mostly sunny skies and 93 at 7. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now downtown, 76 degrees.
Coming up in a few minutes, when I saw this, I just thought, okay, what? Can you imagine anything worse than falling off a cruise ship? Yes, falling off a cruise ship in a wheelchair.
Hi.
And the story of this person's rescue.
How is that even possible? If you've been on a cruise ship, there are rails and walls and...
I guess we'll find out, because this story is coming up in just a few minutes. Here, right here on KSL News Radio.
That's 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Thanks for listening to Utah's news station.
The CDC is now investigating 94 cases of lung illnesses due to vaping. Many are teens hospitalized with severe lung damage. Dr. Christy Sandriamelli of Johns Hopkins University says just because there isn't tar in e-cigarettes doesn't mean they aren't hazardous.
In addition to nicotine, which is very addictive, these products emit heavy metals such as nickel, tin, and lead, harmful chemicals like benzene.
Dr. Sandriamelli says even the flavorings can damage the lungs.
Saw a story yesterday of a kid whose lung collapsed, college-age kid.
Wow.
Lung collapsed after 6 months of vaping. One of the stories we're following on the 7 o'clock report is one of the largest cases of attempted shoplifting the Park City Police Department has ever seen. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with what was in this man's grocery store cart. Mary?
Tim, there was a barbecue griddle and charcoal, ribeye steaks, fried chicken, Coke, Gatorade, air fresheners, laundry detergent, and Prilosec. Probably needed that heartburn medication. The park record says it added up to $500 worth, but he was heading for the doors with a full cart without paying. Employees blocked him. He apparently fought with police, and then officers say they found drugs in his pocket. Captain Phil Kirk told the paper they've had their share of shoplifting cases in Park City, but this was a lot larger amount than they normally see. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, this video has gone viral. It's a pizza delivery to the University of Utah football team. Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
That turned into a scholarship announcement. It's a beautiful moment. You've got to see it if you can. Malik Haynes was a walk-on, and he got that exciting news from Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham. In fact, there are a few of these scholarship announcements, three of them.
Yeah, they gave away three scholarships all in a row, and this is something the coaches love, and the players, the teammates, absolutely get great joy out of it. Actress Chrissy Teigen is trending because of what happened to her mouth this weekend here in Utah. She says she was here for a wedding, and the altitude made her lips swell up like an allergic reaction.
And Target is trending. The store announced its own new food brand called Good and Gather.
Okay. Plus, we've got some good news for you this morning. The Utah man who was missing in the Montana wilderness for 5 days is now telling his survival story. Last Sunday, Kagan Laga was riding horses with family when he decided to walk back to camp and got lost. Caden was prepared for the worst by writing his final goodbye on his phone to his wife.
In case I don't make it out of here, I love you. I've loved my life with you. And I'm so sorry I left you to be a single mom.
Wow, can't imagine. He was found when he wandered into a camp of search and rescue volunteers on Friday. You'll hear a lot more from Caden and his wife when we go in depth on that story coming up at 7:45.
Dave and Dujinovic.
It's like Christmas, only better. It's back to school today.
And I hate it. It means I have so many book reports and science projects to do. Yeah, the new volcano.
So, do you head to the spa or go home and cry?
That's today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Note to Dave, let your kids do the homework. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
advocates say there's a bigger need for school supplies for homeless kids this year. People who normally have around 150 kids they offer supplies for say there are over 200 this year. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we are hearing from the Utah man who spent 5 days lost in the woods. Near the Montana-Idaho border, Caden Laga, as you just heard, says he left a message on his phone for his wife in case he wasn't found alive.
And third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads if you're on your way in this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Well, we've had quite a few accidents this morning, but the only real significant delays right now, southbound I-15 through Davis County, from Layton all the way through Kaysville. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine in this back-to-school Monday, highs 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
73 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston. Worries about copycats after the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Police in Connecticut and Florida making arrests in what they say were plots to launch attacks. And in Ohio, a suspect is due in court today.
20-year-old James Reardon in Ohio. Authorities say he posted on social media that he allegedly planned to attack a Jewish community center in Ohio. Authorities say he had semi-automatic rifles and even bulletproof armor ready to go.
That's ABC's Alex Perez. There's new pain for a man who lost his wife in the El Paso shootings.
After Antonio Basco worried that no one would come to his wife's funeral, thousands attended Friday's service, and hundreds were at the graveside on Saturday. But also on Saturday, Basco's Ford utility vehicle was stolen and later found so badly damaged that it wasn't drivable. Police are now looking for the thief who added insult to Antonio Basco's injury.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. Of the economists polled by the National Association for Business Economics, more than 60% believe the U.S. will slide into a recession by the end of 2021. President Trump disagreeing, saying he doesn't expect a recession. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
It's important to note there's still plenty of good news on the economy. It's still growing. It's producing jobs. Consumers are spending. But politically, for President Trump, this is the whole ball game. And so any clouds on the horizon are worrisome for him and his campaign.
Hong Kong streets packed for a weekend of protests under the rain. Organizers claim 1.7 million people turned out. ABC's Ian Pannell's there.
The slogan of protesters is, it's now or never. And that's because they've been here before and it didn't work. And what I'm hearing repeatedly is they won't stop until their demands, which are centered on justice and democracy, are met.
The Coast Guard says a search crew's looking for two missing boaters off the Florida coast have covered more than 24,000 square miles. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. I'm curious about the details of a young girl who was saved by two men in the Virgin Islands after she fell from a cruise ship while in a wheelchair.
ABC News correspondent Kaylee Hartung has the details.
This morning, we're hearing from both of the heroes from this dramatic rescue on board a cruise ship in St. Thomas. After a passenger in a wheelchair rolled off the dock, she grips a life ring as they work to keep her from going underwater.
I heard a lot of commotion, a lot of screaming, and see everybody looking over the dock, and I looked over the water, and I see the young lady.
Randolph Donovan was there on his day off before he heard the screams.
That moment, I didn't think twice. I just jumped right in the water and tried to get her out the wheelchair, because at the same time, the wheelchair was sinking down.
As Donovan himself became fatigued, Kashif Hamilton then jumping in to help.
I was out of breath, and he was telling me, come to him, to swim to him. And I tell him, I can't swim to him. I can't go no more. I cannot go no more.
Once I saw that look in his face, and he's telling me he can't go no more, like, all right, I gotta jump in.
Let him sit down.
Now this morning, the two men being hailed as heroes. commissioner for the U.S. Virgin Islands Department of Tourism saying, thanks to them, a young visitor's life was saved. We're proud of you. Well done.
It doesn't say how she fell, though.
Well, it sounds like she went off the dock, so it was a little deceiving that it was from the cruise ship itself, but it may have been while loading or unloading. Thank goodness those two men were right there to save her.
Carnival Cruise Lines issued a statement saying the young girl was not injured. She was given a replacement complimentary wheelchair for the rest of her trip. Wow.
I can't imagine those moments.
Yeah.
And
for her parents.
Always so many people that are around,
heroes
loading and unloading.
By.
That's the in-depth for you at 15 and 45.
719, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, slowdowns continue on I-15 between Bangor Highway and 106 South. There's a minor crash on the right shoulder just after the Bangor on-ramp. Getting a lot busier on city streets, especially 7800 South now as you cross from Bangor over towards 2700 West. Delays on Bangor approaching 6200 South and the 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Well, you don't have a lot of delays here, but there's a big crash over on I-80. This is eastbound. Just before you get to 1300 East, and we do have a lot of vehicles involved, including emergency vehicles over there to help out. But the traffic flow generally isn't more congested going that way than it is the other way. So right now you don't have any slowdowns. I-15 in Utah County, that looks good right now from Provo to Lehigh. You got your usual slowing on Redwood Road approaching 2100 North. Jason?
All slowdowns are right where you would expect them at this point in time, starting right around Hill Air Force Base, on and off from there all the way down past the Kaysville Ponds, southbound on 89 as well, very heavy through that same stretch of area. Beyond that, you're clear into the Salt Lake Valley. And the only other slowing is through that construction zone out there by the airport. Avoid getting the flu. Get your flu shot or schedule an on-site flu clinic today. Contact CNS at 801-207-8777 or visit cnscares.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get another check of that 7-day forecast here as we look at your traffic and weather together on the 9s. And back in the Weather Center, here's Grant.
Well, we're seeing another stretch of days here with lots of sun, warm temperatures, no rain in sight. And on this back-to-school Monday, we're up to 95 and mostly sunny. Sunny and 96 tomorrow and 98 Wednesday, more sunshine. 94 Thursday, 95 Friday, sunshine all the while. And more the same for the weekend, 94 Saturday and 94 Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what our current condition is right now downtown. Oh, we're getting cooler.
I know.
That's interesting. We came in at 79, then 76. Now we're down to 73. We're going in the opposite direction.
Usually happens just before the sun comes up.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Right on time, right on cue.
There it is.
There's the sun up over the
Wasatch.
Beautiful
sunrise.
It is a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for riding along with us this morning. KSL News Time is 7:22, and that means it's time for Chris Redgrave. She's back for Zions Bank, speaking on business.
When it comes to creating a beautiful look for your home, Nate Nuttall believes you need access to the right materials. So with his team of 14 employees, he's built his business Granite for Less in Salt Lake City to offer exactly that, with a large selection of stones for residential and commercial remodeling projects. Granite for Less is known for their affordable, top-quality stones that include granite, quartz, quartzite, and marble, which are some of the best choices for countertops because of their durability, ease of care, and the stunning look that they give your home. An important business strategy for Nate is collecting remnants, so he has over 300 colors to choose from, not to mention he orders from all the major stone yards in Salt Lake City, which has also grown his selection. Nate recently bought a CNC saw to automate the cutting process so stones are cut to the exact dimensions for your project. Plus, with the machine, Granite for Less can etch initials or designs into the finished stone, like putting your company logo into a tabletop. The on-staff design team can create a customer's exact vision for their home or office project with a project gallery that includes kitchen countertops and walls, outdoor fire pits, barbecue kitchens, tubs and showers, and a beautiful granite staircase. Check them out online at mygraniteforless.com. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave. Speaking on business.
As a small business owner, there are some details you want to sweat, like your logo, and some you don't, like your real estate loan. That's why Zions Bank has been the number one SBA lender in Utah for 25 years straight. We help small businesses make big moves. For a low fixed rate to help your business reach new heights, Zions Bank is for you. Visit zionsbank.com/SBA to apply for your SBA real estate loan. Loan subject to credit approval and SBA approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See branch for details. Equal housing lender.
How'd you sleep last night? I hope you slept so well. It helps to start off the week right when you had a good night's sleep. One of the things that helps me sleep well is I have these wonderful Brooklinen sheets.
these. I mean, so many different things go into having a good night's sleep. And one of them is to have fantastic bedding. And your sheets from Brooklinen, they sleep like luxury sheets, but not at a luxury markup. Do you know how much bedding is marked up? You're gonna fall over when I tell you this. Most bedding is marked up by as much as 300%, but not Brooklinen. I started buying my sheets from brooklinen.com. Not just sheets, by the way. They also make these wonderful towels. We're going to turn your bathroom into a spa with these towels, these fantastic towels that you'll wind up sending to your kids and your nephews and nieces and brother-in-law. They'll make terrific gifts. And comforters and sheets from Brooklinen, they're fantastic. They're so comfortable. You're going to sleep better. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners, too. You get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code KSLRadio at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get that 10% off and the free shipping is to use that promo code. Don't forget at the end when they ask you promo code, KSL Radio at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code KSL Radio.
A pioneer of sports broadcasting has died over the weekend. We get details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a legendary sports broadcaster has died. Jack Whitaker was 95, passing away yesterday of natural causes. He's perhaps best known for calling CBS broadcasts of Triple Crown horse races.
Well, there's your 99th Kentucky Derby winner, Secretariat, coming in here in record time today.
Whitaker was also the last surviving play-by-play announcer for the first Super Bowl and was at the mic for many of golf's most memorable moments. The Hall of Fame broadcaster was wounded twice while he served in World War II. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Germany's central bank is sending warning signals it could fall into recession within a couple months. A new report shows the German economy shrank by 0.1% in the second quarter, and its factories are struggling.
KSL Drives brought to you by UCCU's Buy Relax Auto Loans. A 1930s race car failed to sell at auction. The Porsche Type 64 was expected to go for up to $20 million, but when the auctioneer called an opening price of $13 million, the digital screen behind the podium showed $30 million. Bidders were confused and the car just didn't sell.
A Michigan steel mill is apologizing for killing fish and closing beaches. Is it ArcelorMittal? Am I saying that right? ArcelorMittal says it is taking responsibility for spilling cyanide and ammonia, which led to the National Park Service closing beaches near the city of Ogden Dunes. The dead fish showed up at a marina 25 miles away.
Looks like our markets are shaking off what we were talking about a minute ago internationally with the concerns in Germany. The Dow futures right now up 283 points. That's one full percentage point. The S&P is up 31.5. The NASDAQ this hour up 104.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by IVC. Life starts when the pain stops. Visit ivane.com.
Calling all weekend warriors. Do you struggle with unexplained leg pain and slower recoveries after your workout? These could be symptoms of vein disease. Well, here's some good news. Saturday, September 7th, IVC is holding a free vein screening for active men and women, including an ultrasound exam in consultation with a board-certified physician. If you can feel better and look better, what are you waiting for? Sometimes the answer is simply to put a sock on it. We see athletes on TV wearing long, often colored socks. These are more than a fashion statement. Compression stockings are designed to help blood flow better to the heart, improving cardiovascular and muscular performance, helping endurance and recovery time, and they help symptoms of vein disease. Leg health is important for any athlete, even weekend warriors. September 7th will be an amazing event with free food, music, and vendors like Runner's Corner. Everyone who comes gets a free gift, sponsored by Provo Beach. Don't delay. Space is limited. Reserve online at ivane.com or call 801-379-6700. IVC. Life starts when the pain stops.
One of our texters letting us know of a big line of cars northbound Bangor Highway between 62nd South and 78 South. Thanks for the tip. And if you want to join us, you can do so on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Tim Hughes has got a good grip of the big picture. What's happening here? What's happening across the country?
He knows Salt Lake City. He knows Utah. He's riding his motorcycle all over the state.
Tim was born for this.
He has a standing appointment with one of his grandkids to always go get Slurpees.
He cares about people.
He really has your back.
My favorite part about Tim is I just feel like I'm having a conversation with the guy.
Tim brings sunshine in my morning. He makes me smile.
I think Tim and Amanda Dixon are going to rock it.
Mornings, meet Tim and Amanda. Now on every weekday, 5 to 9.
on KSL News Radio.
That's us. Join KSL's Greenhouse Show and Olson's Greenhouse August 24th at Fort Union Home Depot. Celebrate fall with ideas, tips, and get the best fall color and plant varieties for your yard and containers from Olson's.
729 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic, again sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Have you identified that problem on Bangor, Andy?
Yeah, it's just because you have two intersections in a row with overpasses, and then they get to 6200 South and they have to wait at a light, so it creates a big backup. And that's what we're seeing again today. Plus, it's a lot busier around the high schools, especially in Jordan District. That's who starts today. So near West Jordan High, Riverton High, Bingham High, all seeing busier traffic around those areas. Mainline I-15, that's backed up going right now from just after the Bluffdale exit all the way up into Sandy. Eric?
We still got an accident in progress eastbound I-80 just before 1300 East. Many vehicles involved. They're all on the right shoulder, but it's not affecting the flow too much, though you do have some brake tamping going through there. Northbound Foothill Drive might be a little busier than usual today when University of Utah gets started. Right now, you got do have some northbound slowing from I-80 up to the I-15 in Utah County. That looks good. Jason?
Still running just a titch slow between Roy and Sunset, and then from basically Hill Air Force Base all the way down to Burton Lane, you're going to be on and off the brakes a bunch of times through that stretch there. Also slow through on 89 through that same area at that point. I've seen some crowding right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base as well. And then some of the traffic has dumped a little bit further south, and you're going to slow down once you get to the oil refineries again. It's going to be take you a little while to get into the Salt Lake Valley this morning. Snowbird's annual Oktoberfest is here. Enjoy classic German food and music every Saturday and Sunday, including Labor Day through October 20th. Get all of the details at snowbird.com. I'm Jason Jones, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and it's going to get hot today. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
We're having another warm day today on this what is back-to-school day for at least many kids along the Wasatch Front. Going to be pretty hot out there later today. Highs of 95. We get lots of sunshine. More of the same tomorrow. Sunshine 96. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now, 7:30.
73 degrees.
Traffic on I-15 backed up in Draper and really thick in Layton. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, we're getting a surprising new look at just what may have led to a deadly shooting in the federal courthouse 5 years ago.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live from downtown Salt Lake City with more. Mary?
Amanda, in April 2014, a man on trial grabbed a pen and lunged toward the witness. A U.S. Marshal shot and killed him. Now the Tribune has the FBI documents that say why that happened. The federal courthouse here was new, and the drapes were not here yet to cover the tables in the courtroom. So Judge Tina Campbell ordered that Ciali Angilau not be shackled in front of the jury. That's why he was able to run up there. The documents include interviews about how surprised the judge was that he had moved and jumped that fast. Others in the courtroom talked about how uneasy they were about the gang member. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Unified police are looking to see if a man hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. Police say the 19-year-old man was laying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was hit by the truck. They aren't sure why he was in the road, but they think it may have been the result of an assault. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Police say the tow truck driver is cooperating with their investigation.
Opioid addiction has hit rural Utah hard, and a new report shows just how bad the problem's been. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce joins us live with the details. Kelly?
Amanda, analysis from the Washington Post found almost 15 million opioid pills were ordered by pharmacies in Tiny Emery and Carbon counties between 2006 and 2012, the highest per capita in Utah. People took them to deal with the backbreaking work in the mining industry, but it left them with addictions and few drug treatment options. The overdose death rate has been three times the state average. Opioid maker McKesson has been accused of running one of the pharmacies, something it denies. To fight the crisis now, pharmacies have been handing out fewer pills, while naloxone kits are more readily available. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah man who disappeared last Sunday along the Idaho-Montana border is doing well now that he is reunited with his wife. Caden and Arden Laga spoke to a Montana news station after his 5 days lost in the woods.
My mom opens the door and she's like, did you hear? And I'm like, is he alive? And I was like, yes, he's alive. And I just fall to my knees, and I'm just on my hands and knees, and I'm just not even crying tears. I'm just heaving and sobbing.
You'll hear a lot more from both Arden and Caden when we go in depth coming up in about 10 minutes.
Peace in Afghanistan suffers a major setback. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, 63 people killed in an ISIS-claimed attack at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. This comes just as American and Taliban negotiators are nearing completing a peace deal, President Trump saying.
We'll decide whether or not we'll be staying longer or not.
The Afghan government fears a power vacuum should the U.S. troops leave. Organizers claim over 1.5 million people demonstrated against Chinese rule in the streets of Hong Kong. ABC's Ian Pannell is there saying China is conducting police exercises just outside the border.
We saw Chinese paramilitary troops in these drills. We saw armored vehicles, lots of shouting and cheering. And that's just 20 miles away from
President. President Trump saying it would be hard to make a trade deal with China if there's a violent crackdown in Hong Kong. Taiwan is offering asylum to pro-democracy organizers in Hong Kong if China cracks down on the movement. China responding today saying Taiwan wants to, quote, cover up the crimes of a small group of violent militants. And a survey of economists say most now think that a recession's on the way the next couple of years. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro telling ABC.
The global economy will have a bullish cycle going through 2020 and beyond.
But economists point to several indicators that in the past have foretold of a recession. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Summer vacation is over for the kids, but that doesn't mean summer weather is gone.
Well, it is a back-to-school Monday for at least many kids along the Wasatch Front. Other school districts will be starting tomorrow. Lots of sunshine expected. It is going to be pretty hot for those kids heading in back into school today. Not so much in the morning, of course, but in the afternoon as the temperature climbs up there, the middle 90 range for a little later on today. And we'll be in that same range again for tomorrow afternoon as well.
Matter of fact, Grant says the week looks to remain in the mid to upper 90s with clear blue skies and no storms in sight.
Coming up on KSL, thousands took to the streets on their motorcycles over the weekend to honor Utahns who died serving our country.
Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Southbound slowdowns between Layton and Kaysville in Davis County on I-15 and US 89. Big crash eastbound on I-80 just past 1300 East. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 7:36.
Rushing my 7-year-old to the emergency room. I thought that was traumatic enough. But then we got slapped with a surprise medical bill for more than $10,000. We have insurance. We thought we were covered, but instead, we're being price gouged by greedy insurance companies. And now they're teaming up with government bureaucrats to make things even worse. Doctor shortages, hospital closures, all because of a big insurance scheme called government rate setting. Rate setting may sound good, but in reality, it only serves the big insurance companies already making record profits and will devastate rural emergency care, leaving hardworking Americans neglected and uncared for, while coastal elites enjoy their world-class hospitals. But Congress can stop that. So call Senator Mike Lee at 202-224-3121 and tell him that rate setting is not the answer to surprise billing. It'll only make things worse. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Volkswagen Southtown is issuing immediate payment relief for the entire state of Utah. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during our Big Zero Sale. Drive any new or used car for zero down and zero payments for 90 days. Plus, we have 0% APR available on all our cars. We're talking the brand new 7-passenger Atlas, our most popular SUV, the sporty Tiguan, our popular Jetta, Passat sedan, and Golf models. All zero down with zero payments until the end of summer. Plus, we'll buy the car you're driving for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Upgrade to a new Volkswagen today. Volkswagen Southtown has partnered with the top lenders in the area and has $10 million of lending power. We have financing and payment options for everyone. Free yourself from high prices, high interest rates, and high car payments during our Big Zero Sale at Volkswagen Southtown. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details or stop by today. Financing arranged by Volkswagen Southtown. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlights excluded.
Both Amanda and I have kids that are on their way to school, or will be, very shortly. I think my grandson needs to be in class by 7:50 this morning for at least a half a day.
Yeah. So keep You got this, guys.
Yeah. Keep in mind, those kids are going to be making their way to and from today. Got a note from one of our texters that Granite, Murray, and Tooele also start school today.
Thousands of people took to the streets along the Wasatch Front this weekend on motorbikes to honor those who died serving our country.
KSL-TV news specialist Garna Mahia has more on the fallen officers' ride.
Thousands of motorcycles proudly made their way up State Street
when you're coming up to the Capitol and you're seeing the city.
To this memorial.
It's just kind of like, I'm proud to be a Utahan.
Where hundreds gathered.
There's probably 5,000 or 6,000 bikes here gathered in the name of fallen officers. That's a statement.
To honor those who paid the ultimate price to protect our communities.
What's more important than to take a moment and just stand together?
Our brothers in blue. This year, three fallen officers, Assistant Chief Dennis Vincent from Brigham City.
To honor those that are placed on this wall.
Officer David Romero from South Salt Lake.
One of the hardest things for me to accept is that David had so much to offer.
And Officer Joseph Shinners from Provo marks the state's 145th officer to lose his life in the line of duty.
We're trying to honor Joe and his memory.
A reminder to their families left behind.
Up and down. Kaylin is pregnant, and so she's 5 weeks from her due date.
That they are not alone.
But she's so appreciative of the community. So many throughout the state have reached out to her, throughout the country.
It's really a true religious event to just feel the spirit here and to see these families.
Boy, having been a part of a couple of these rides in the past, it is such a great community mm-hmm. effort and great support by this community. And hats off to all those riders out there that did so safely yesterday. A bit of an in-depth there for you here on KSL.
7:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever, Andy.
And right now, watching I-15, the traffic is sluggish between Bangor Highway, Bluffdale, all the way up to 114th South, where we've got a report of a crash, plus a bunch of delay on 114th coming over to the freeway from the west side. You've got some 90th South and 33rd South on-ramp delays. Lots of city street slowing that we haven't seen all summer long. 47th South, 4100 South, 3500 South, over between 56th West and Bangor as people are returning to school today. We have a lot more city street traffic than we've gotten used to, Eric.
Utah County looks good. Northbound I-15 from Provo to Lehigh. Redwood Road, though, very slow. SR-73 to 2100 North. And you still have a crash over on eastbound I-80 just before 1300 East. Despite all of the vehicles over on the right shoulder, and looks like even one right lane may be pinched off, you don't have any delays going through that area. Jason?
And a whole lot of slowing southbound I-15 in Davis County. Picks up right around Hill Air Force Base, on and off from there, all the way down to Burton Lane. 89 remains fairly thick in that same area. Now we're starting to see a lot of bunching happening down once you get down to Bountiful, head towards those oil refineries. And then you're just going to be pretty much on and off from there, all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. It's Siegel Books Back to Basics sale. Save 40% on Ultimate Camis, $6.99, and Ultimate Scoops, $8.99. An additional 20% off clearance price Sweet Salt Clothing at Seagull Book. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines. Grant's back again in the KSL Weather Center.
Pretty hot start up the week here. Mostly sunny skies on this back-to-school Monday, at least for many kids, up to 95 today. Tomorrow, 96, and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 74 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll hear more from the man who was lost for 5 days about how he made it those 5 days and the letter he wrote to his wife when he thought he wasn't going to survive. The story in his own words just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Including a grasshopper breakfast.
Yeah.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up with Utah's news station. Amanda and I had another opportunity to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct last week. And I'll tell you, buying a diamond can be an intimidating thing for a lot of people. But I'm here to tell you, if you go to Diamonds Direct, they really go by the philosophy that they're doing more than just selling you a diamond ring. They're becoming part of the family.
Oh, yeah. And you become part of theirs. And one of the things that I love about Diamonds Direct is if you go there to spend $500 or $500,000, you're going to find the perfect ring or earrings or necklace. They really do have something for everyone in every budget. And they're not going to try and upsell you to something higher if your budget is $500. They have something right for you.
They do. And I'll tell you something else. They want to make sure that if you don't see exactly what you want, and I'm speaking to the brides to be out there, that they are in business to make sure she gets the ring of her dreams, but he gets the best value.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make that happen with an amazing selection, but they also have a master jeweler right there on site.
That can do something custom. In fact, they did something custom for me. I found a ring I wanted to get my sister-in-law, but the stone was the wrong color. I said, I really wish it was pink. She said, we can do that. We can make that happen. And they can make that happen right there, on, right there, as you say, on site.
Unmatched warranties, and they've got a trade-up program that we'll have a chance to talk about again this week. But just really unmatched in the industry. You need to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. You'll find them at 6400 South across the street from Fashion Place Mall.
So I bought my home a couple years ago, and I've been dying to put a pool in. But I needed a way to finance it without breaking the bank. I did a little research and found an introductory rate of 3.99% APR on a Security Service Federal Credit Union home equity line of credit. It's like the perfect way to access low-interest funds using the equity in my home. Plus, people raved about Security Service. Take this user review from Maeve. I needed to secure a home equity line of credit in a limited time frame, and Security Service came through with flying colors. Wow, right? For a limited time, Security Service is offering an introductory rate of 3.99% APR for the first 12 months. Use the funds for any needs, from tuition to home renovations. To view current rates and submit your application, visit ssfcu.org/HELOC for credit terms and details, or to apply by phone, call 1-800-681-4466 Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Security Services and Equal Housing Lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions may apply. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. After the introductory period, rate is variable and is based on prime plus margin. For example, the current rate would be 5.50% APR based on a combined LTV of 80% and a credit line of $100,000. Rates and offer are subject to change.
Have you thought about getting solar, but you haven't pulled the trigger yet? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and this is a great time to do it. After this year, federal tax credits for solar start going down. And one of the biggest reasons people tell us they're getting solar is because of the money they save. It's not cheap to install solar, but the 30% tax credit the government has been giving us is a huge help. Not to mention special financing options that are available that allow you to invest in solar without any money out of pocket. This is another huge help to homeowners wanting to take advantage of this technology. Any Hour Services can show you all of your solar and battery options. It only takes about an hour and the visit is free. Plus, when you mention this radio ad, if you decide to have Any Hour Services install your new rooftop solar system, we'll give you a battery backup package that'll keep the essentials going when the power goes out. But you have to mention this ad when you call. For more details or to meet with one of the solar pros from our electrical department, message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300. Any Hour Services.
We sure appreciate your texts. On whatever issue you want to text us on, boy, we've had very interesting texts this morning, making suggestions for things that we could read or issues we should consider. The Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is 57500.
KSL News Time now, 7:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, court documents given to the Tribune now show why a gang member in a federal trial was able to attack a witness in a courtroom 5 years ago. Ciali Angelau was unshackled because drapes had not arrived that would have kept the jury from seeing his chains.
Second, Unified Police are looking to see if a man hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. The 19-year-old man was lying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was struck.
Third, keeping an eye on those roads this morning, brought to you by Mount America's lowest Visa rate ever.
Well, really thick traffic northbound I-15 through the Draper and Sandy area and southbound I-15 up in Layton and Kaysville. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine in this back-to-school Monday, highs 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 73 downtown.
Let's go to the KSL in-depth here. We're hearing from the Utah man who was lost near the Montana-Idaho border for 5 days and was able to survive until he stumbled onto a group of searchers.
He survived by eating bugs and berries, and he's now reunited with his pregnant wife. We get the story from KSL-TV's Tanya Dean.
It was a week ago today that Caden Laga got lost in a wilderness area near the border of Idaho and Montana. On Friday morning, he was finally found. In an interview with NBC Montana, Caden says at one point he was preparing for the worst.
But I just wrote a little text in case they found my body cold. And I just wrote, I just wrote it to Arden, and I just said, in case I don't make it out of here, I love you, I've loved my life with you, and I'm so sorry I left you to be a single mom.
Last Sunday, Caden was riding horses with his family when his horse went lame. Caden said he would just walk the rest of the way and meet up with his family later, but he never made it to the meeting spot. Search parties looked for Caden for several days. He says he even saw a plane fly close by, but it didn't see him. Then finally on Friday morning, Caden wandered into a camp of volunteers.
So I'm standing quite a ways away, and I yell, "Oh, hello! Hello!" And then I hear them go, "Are you Caden?" I said, "I am Caden!"
To say his wife was relieved to hear the news is an understatement.
They found him! They found him! He's alive!
And I have no clothes on, so I race out of bed, try to find a sweatshirt to put on, putting pants on, trying to. My mom opens the door, and she's like, "Didn't you hear? Did you hear?" And I'm like, "Is he alive?" And I was like, "Yes, he's alive." And I just fall to my knees, and I'm just on my hands and knees, and I'm just, I'm not even crying tears. I'm just heaving and sobbing. Just, we did it. He's alive. He's okay. We're okay. It's finally over.
Caden says he only slept 3 hours a night and spent most of his time searching for a trail. He said there was enough water in the area, but he had to survive on berries, ants, and grasshoppers.
Amazing story. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
7:49. Time again for Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Let's get it going here with Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got delays on I-15 really thick right now from Bluffdale all the way to 90th South in Sandy. Some additional slowdowns near 33rd South. Beginning to see our southbound backups at 215. Lots of Bangor Highway slowdowns this morning from South Jordan, West Jordan, Kearns, Taylorsville, all of them seeing more than the usual and a lot more than usual traffic on city streets approaching high schools in the Jordan District this morning. Eric?
Got a big southbound crash, looks like, approaching University Parkway in Orem. It looks like 1, 2, 3 lanes blocked off. You still got 3 lanes going through there, but it's causing some slowdowns as you go into Orem this morning. I-15 looks good northbound in Utah County, but you still got this crash on I-80 eastbound just before 1300 East. A lot of vehicles over on the right shoulder. Jason?
Heavier than usual delays southbound side of I-15. Starting up in Roy at this point in time, you're just going to be basically on and off from there all the way down to Burton Lane in Kaysville. 89 remains very heavy in that area. And then you get a break until about Centerville. You're going to be hitting the brakes again and just be pretty much less than 70 from there all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. Just a lot of cars on the road this morning. Performance Ford Lincoln in Bountiful. Get the most for your trade and save up to 20% on select 2019 models only at Performance Ford Lincoln Bountiful. They'll put a smile on your face. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Grant joins us. Hello, Grant.
Hello, Amanda and Tim. Good morning. You know what? We've had lots of sun and some pretty warm days lately, and guess what?
More of the same.
Exactly. No surprise. Yeah. So this back-to-school day for many kids today. We're up to 95, mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow, little change, 96, mostly sunny. It gets a little hotter Wednesday. We're back up to 98, and then it backs down only a degree or two. We'll keep it in the mid-90 range, we think, Thursday. Sunshine that day, 94, 95 on Friday, and yes, more of the same for the weekend. Sunny both Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like highs both days around 94 degrees. We could use a storm here, not seeing it right now.
Yeah, but if you have to give us more of the same, I'm happy to have this more of the same today.
You know, I'm with you. I mean, you know, the evenings and mornings are pleasant, and so we get more of these days through the week.
All right,
Grant, thank you.
Right now, 73 degrees downtown. You know, we often talk about it, Amanda, that one of the greatest things we can ever do is give of ourselves for someone we don't even know. And right now, and we try and remind our listeners of this from time to time, you can help patients in local hospitals that are in need of you to donate some blood to help them out before summer is done here.
And if you knew, you know, that a neighbor or someone had a child in the hospital who needed blood, you would go and donate immediately. Well, there is a child in the hospital. You just might not know about it. So we're telling you, there is a need, and ARUP Blood Services is the place to go.
You talk about a child in need. Of course, they are the sole blood provider to Primary Children's Hospital, but also Huntsman Cancer Hospital, the University Hospital, Shriners Hospital for Children. They need 100 blood donators every day to keep up with the needs of the patients at those hospitals.
And it really takes about 30 minutes, and you can save a life. It's not hyperbole to say that when you go and donate, you could save a life.
Last time we were out was at the Sandy location, but they also have one in Salt Lake City that they're pretty proud of, open 7 days a week.
And they'll give you a pint of ice cream to Baskin-Robbins, so you donate a pint, you get a pint.
Yeah, so even if it's been a while, maybe it's time to do it again. Get out and donate whenever you can at ARUP and help save lives in Utah. For information, check it out at utahblood.org.
Summer is no time to stay inside. It's the time for a lot of sun and a whole lot of fun. And low-rate loans from America First are the perfect way to help you play. And because it's our 80th anniversary, it's also the time for 80 days of loan payment giveaways, including one $10,000 grand prize. Whether you enjoy your blue skies with the sight of wheels, waves, or shocks, we've got the funds you need to rock the perfect outdoor adventure. Because with easy, low-rate summer loans from America First, here comes the fun. See AmericaFirst.com for details. Eligibility and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender. Few things in life feel better than home.
It's like the feeling of smiling faces at the end of a long day, like the start of something amazing, or just a lot more of a really good thing. And at America First, we try to bring that same feeling into every home loan we offer. So whether you're building, buying, or refinancing, come see us today, because we want to make sure your home loan experience feels like home. America First Credit Union, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your pipe leaks or low water pressure by repiping your home today. Repipe specialists have been repiping homes for over 25 years. With 40,000 home repipes completed, they stand behind their work. They have perfected the most efficient process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe specialists only uses high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipes. And for a limited time, get 20% off and 0% interest. Repipe Specialists, the no-hassle, value-priced, all-inclusive repipe. Call today for your free in-home estimate tailored for your home at 888-583-6988. That's 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
Watching Utah's Money here on KSL begins with KSL Drives, brought to you by UCCU's Buy Relax Auto Loans. Tesla turning its attention back to its solar panel business. Their CEO, Elon Musk, announced yesterday Tesla will now let people rent the sun-generating panels instead of buy them. A system started $50 a month in 6 states.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
Fall camp is winding down in Provo for the BYU football team, and the motivating factor throughout camp has been the opportunity to get revenge against the Utah Utes. Kickoff is now in just 10 days from today, and associate head coach Ed Lamb believes it's been a huge motivator for the Cougars in camp.
We aspire to beat Utah. It's been a long time. We have tremendous respect for what they've done. I think there was a time historically where it was a motivator for Utah's program to catch BYU and to win their share of the rivalry games. Clearly that's flipped now, and it's a central motivating factor for our players, and we sure appreciate the opportunity to just unleash that and let them go.
While BYU aspires to take down Utah, you should aspire to check out kslsports.com for all the latest from BYU football fall camp. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Every now and then somebody will come up to me and say, okay, Doug, how can your IntelliBed be firm and soft at the same time? And it's a simple answer. It's the gel matrix technology. It makes all the difference. It truly does. And when you go into your IntelliBed store, especially now during their Labor Day sale, they'll show you exactly why that gel matrix does indeed make all the difference. The best bed you can buy, and right now at the best price you can buy it at. This is a chance when you buy a king or queen IntelliBed to get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's up to a $2,500 savings. As if that IntelliBed isn't amazing enough, when you add the adjustable base state-of-the-art to it, it is incredible what that bed will offer in comfort, great night's sleep, to watch TV, to read, whatever it might be. IntelliBed's Labor Day sale. Get that free state-of-the-art adjustable base worth up to $2,500 with the purchase of a king or queen IntelliBed today during the Labor Day sale.
My mom was a guiding light, a light that shone brightest when wearing bell bottoms under a disco ball. I know Mom wouldn't want us to cry now. She'd want us to dance. Who's with me?
We all want to be remembered for what makes us, us. Valley View Memorial Park and Funeral Home or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
It's official.
Fatal crashes nearly double on Utah roads during the summer months.
We're in the 100 deadliest days.
Speed, aggressive, reckless driving.
We average about one fatality per day.
KSL wants you to stay alive.
Not to drive drowsy and not to consume impairing substances.
Put away the distractions.
Buckling up.
And get home fast.
All of them are closed to traffic. You have to avoid northbound Redwood and use an alternate.
Help and keep you safe this summer. KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
7:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. And we start with you, Andy.
And right now, traffic on northbound 15 is going to take you about 20 minutes to get to the 215 South interchange from Point of the Mountain if you're on the main flow, plus some additional extra time now between 33rd South and I-80. Expect slowdowns at all the intersections that aren't just overpasses on Bangor between 104th South and 3500 South, and a lot of extra city street traffic, West Jordan, West Valley, especially on those west side, as well as over near Brighton High School as well, Eric.
We got some delays in Utah County this morning. A crash southbound I-15 just before University Parkway has blocked off three right lanes. Still got three lanes getting through there, but the delays are heading up towards 1600 North in Ormond. In fact, you do have some southbound delays preceding that from Pleasant Grove Boulevard over into Linden. If you're on 800 North in Ormond, a lot of eastbound delays heading over to the mouth of Provo Canyon. Again, this is on 800 North from 800 East over to the mouth. Jason.
And likewise, quite a few delays southbound I-15 up in Davis County from Roy all the way down through Kaysville. A small break until you get to Centerville, then on and off the brakes all the way into the Salt Lake Valley. Great auto, home, and life insurance coverage is just the beginning of all the benefits that come with AAA and insurance. Visit AAA.com to learn more about insurance and membership. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to be another beautiful day, albeit a little bit warm. We'll shoot for a high of 95 degrees. No chance of any precipitation, and right now sunny, 74 downtown.